Sports Day for Kia with Australia's best 7-year factory warranty.
Welcome to Sports Day. It'll be nice and brief. Carl Langdon and Paul Hayes will be with you through until 8 o'clock tonight. We've got so much to get through, and we will more than welcome take your calls at 922-11882. That's our number tonight here on the program. Hayes, how are you, mate?
Yeah, going very well. Carl, yourself, do you have a good day? Did you enjoy the footy?
Not really, mate. It was in a. It was pretty much done early, wasn't it? I mean, Richmond were far too good, and it was a bit of a surprise, really, from what you and I discussed last night here on the program. I thought that that game would have been a lot closer than that, but Richmond far too good in the end, winning by 41 points and consolidating their position within the top part, the top echelon of the AFL competition in third place. So they're shaping really nicely and continue on with their very, very good form, which they've shown the last few years under Damien Hardwick.
And 3 votes for Dustin Martin, 26 disposals, 3 goals, 9 score involvements. And the next tier really pushing through too with so many injuries. They needed to see that. Noah Bolter, Marlon Pickett back to his very best tonight. And Shia Bolton, the South Fremantle product as well. His last month has been outstanding. And Jake Arts too, 3 goals for him. He's a mature age story. Applied his craft for about 6 years in the VFL, got his opportunity, certainly taken it. I do want to throw something at you, Carl. Jack McRae, 37 disposals tonight. He's averaged 24 this year, 5 score involvements, 4 tackles, 2 goals. Is this guy underrated? Because we talk about Bontempelli all the time. Bontempelli this year, average of 19 disposals. He only kicked 2 more goals, 4 goals, less score involvements. And we always think that his disposals are better than McRae's. He's only got 4 score involvements average for the year, 5 tackles. So they're on par in that area. But the consistency of McRae every week, he has to be one of the stars of the competition, no doubt for mine.
Yeah, no, he's been a very, very good player and one which I think Bulldog fans would be happy that they've got. I reckon, when I was watching that game tonight, I look at the smallest bloke that's playing AFL footy and I think, how good is he? You know, I'm talking about Caleb Daniel. He burrows in, he does what, you know, I think most of the blokes that are 6'4", 6'5" that I expect to do. You know, he won his 10 contested disposals tonight as well, so... You know, in the end, he was, I thought, one of the good players tonight. But certainly from Jack McRae, back to his numbers tonight. Numbers don't always tell you a story. Sometimes it's about the way you use the footy, but his efficiency was pretty good tonight. But in the end, mate, they were sadly outplayed by the Richmond Football Club. We've got teams in for tomorrow night. The big news, though, was earlier tonight that Tommy Hawkins, he went to the tribunal, he challenged his case, and he got off. Are you surprised?
He's lucky, isn't he? I am very surprised. I said last night he deserves a week for that. It was stupid. And you can see him actually thinking about it, and he still went back with the elbow. They argued that it hit his chest first and then got him high. Pretty similar to what Elliot Yeo argued yesterday. So he's off, and he can play, which is good for the game. I think I'm looking forward to that one now. They're very impressive, the Cats against the Dockers. The Eagles, we know they're brilliant against Collingwood. So it would have been robbed of something if he didn't play, but I am very surprised, Carl. I think the AFL need to make it very clear. You can't do those deliberate acts with high contact.
Well, mate, so this is the point that I want to make right now, is that so he's deliberately gone back with that action. If it had been 1, maybe 2 inches higher, it smashes him straight in the jaw, and we're talking Gaff and Brayshaw scenario,
yep,
potentially. That's what we're talking. So how can the AFL, who are all righteous and say, well, this is how we want the game to be governed, how can they let him get away with it?
Well, I'm with you. I don't know how they can. They're sending a really poor message to all levels of footy and the AFL players. Like, I do see, I don't like to see the guys that get done for head-eye contact when they're in the contest, because you've played the game, I've played the game. Sometimes it's a split-second decision that you need to make to either go past the ball and you collect them high. This was thought about, and this is what they need to stamp out of the game. It's not good enough, it sends a bad message, and now, every case going forward, they can leverage this one and go back and show, well, you let off Elliot Yeo, you also let off Tom Hawkins in this case, and then, you know, we get 2 years down the path and somebody really does get hurt from one of these incidents. They had a real good chance tonight, Carl, to stamp it out, and they didn't.
Okay, mate, as we have a look at the teams that are coming up for tomorrow night, there are a couple of changes to both teams. Have you got the teams in front of you?
I do. Tom McDonald, Tom Sparrow come in for Melbourne. Harley Bunnell, he's been managed. We expect that. He didn't play too well last week. Neville Jetta has been omitted for the second time this year. He's at 30 years of age, Carl, getting towards the end. And Port Adelaide, Jake Leonard and Tom Rockcliffe come in. Good to see Rockcliffe back in the side. He too was dropped. Riley Bonner has been omitted. And Todd Marshall, as we said last night, out for 6 or 7 weeks with an injured thumb.
Yeah, you've got to remember Neville Jetta got absolutely smashed in the head, though, and by Langford, I think. It was the bloke from Brisbane who got 2 weeks suspension. Yeah, McStay. So, I mean, you know, it's not surprising to see that Nev's sitting on the sidelines. Look, when you have a look at the way that the game was played tonight, were you happy? Were you happy with the way that it was umpired? I mean, this is something that's been called into question by our listeners throughout the course of the last two or three weeks here on this program. Were you happy with the way that it was officiated? Because it probably sets the theme for the rest of the games coming into this round.
There's still some inconsistency, but I think as a spectacle, it was open at times. Richmond came in with a different game plan. They normally like to fly through with the handballs. They wanted to draw the defence out of the Western Bulldogs and then try and isolate some of their key forwards. And it worked for them tonight. They basically robbed possession of the Western Bulldogs, particularly in that first half. But from an umpiring perspective, I don't want to bash them. And I know yesterday there was a memo sent around to all the clubs about how they comment around umpires. We may have to listen to it as well, Carl, but I didn't think it was the worst tonight.
All right, 922-882 is the number. We'll clear a break on the other side. We'll come back. Mark Lacroix will join us for fishing and camping. We've got other things to do, including you. 922-882 is the number here on Sports Day.
Sports Day for Kia with Australia's best 7-year factory warranty.
Welcome back to Sports Day. 922-882 is our number, and Mark Lacroix joins us for Parkside Tow Bars. Welcome, Lekka.
How you going, mate?
Yeah, going really well. And have you been out on the water? You told us last week that you're going to drop your cray pots in. Have you been out there?
Yeah, mate, I've been out a couple of times. Managed to have a few pulls. So I've caught a few crays as well, sort of when the swells have spiked. I've sort of tried to manage to get out just after that. And got a few. I think I got about 6 last time I went out. No swell around for the next couple of days, so it'll probably be a little bit quieter next time I'm out there. But bit of good weather, mate, so might be time to target some fish.
Lekka, yeah, let's talk about the fish. What's been caught locally?
Yeah, mate, there's actually a couple of different species this week in the sort of metro area. So there was a coral trout, actually, speared over around Rottnest. I think it came from 25 metres of water, so it's a species that's generally caught up in the northwest, something different. And also off Durian Bay yesterday, there was a Spangled Emperor caught out on Direction Bank, so it's out in 40 metres of water. So a couple of fish that are sort of known for being up around that Exmouth region come from, you know, down around Perth. So you never know what you're going to get, mate, but there's plenty of small dewies and stuff around as well.
All right. What about out at Rotto? What's the latest news?
There's been, so Jazz Charters, mate, same sort of thing with the crays. The swells that sort of come in over winter will stir up the pink snapper, and they've had some huge sessions, mate. Been sent some big photos, or some photos of some big snapper coming from those charters. They've also got onto some nice jewfish and the odd Samson fish as well. But sort of in closer to shore, winter's a great time of year to target squid when you get those calm days like we had today. So plenty of squid being caught, and the odd tailor off the beaches as well. You get the bigger tailor over winter, but not the sort of numbers that you get in the summer. But there has been some nice ones around.
All right, beautiful, mate. Thank you very much for joining us tonight for Parkside Tow Bars, parksidetowbars.com.au. We'll speak to you next week, Lekka. Thank you very much, mate.
See you, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right. Now, that is what you need to do if you're getting out there on the water. And the next couple of days are going to be absolutely magnificent when it comes to the wonderful world of water. Hayes, when it comes to some of the other news that has been bubbling around in sports, Sonny Bill Williams, he is looking like that he is going to be heading to the Roosters after the discussion that I saw today.
Yeah, it's good news, isn't it, for the NRL to have a player of that calibre return to their sport, and he's certainly going to add in the back half of this season. Some big news out today, Carl. Michael Walters ruled out by the Fremantle Dockers. No news around the scan, but I'm not surprised, but they're not outwardly saying that it's a hamstring, but given the trauma that he sustained, they did say cramp after the game, but something must have showed up in the scan, so they'll err on the side of caution, which is very smart. And Majak Dore, the big story too. We know he had a big accident going back about a year and a half ago, and then he's had some complications getting back into this team, but he will be named for the North Melbourne side for his first game in a long time. And it's a great story, Carl. He's been through a lot in the last couple of seasons.
Absolutely. Parkside Towbar's huge winter sale catalogue is on right now. And don't miss a minute of the footy action, which is on at Crown Sports Bar. From nail-biting moments to the big wins, enjoy it all on Australia's biggest sports bar screens. And you can grab yourself a ice-cold pint from just $8 at Crown Sports Bar, or enjoy a post-game burger with mates at the Merriwell. Find all the details at AFL and all of the AFL action round 9 live, scheduled at crownperth.com.au. Please drink responsibly. 922-1182 is our number if you'd like to join us here on the program. We don't have long to go because we've only got a short stint in advance of the 8 o'clock news that's coming up next. Melbourne and Port Adelaide. Are you thinking that Port Adelaide are going to get the job done, Hayes? Or are you thinking that Melbourne can take it right up to the Port Adelaide Football Club there at the Gabba?
I'm giving them a real chance. I think Melbourne need a big scalp, and this is their chance to do that. They play a really good brand. It's exciting, and they've got some midfielders in Oliver, Petrarca and Gorn all in good form. The question is, can they kick enough goals? They don't have the forward line like some other teams, but maybe, just maybe, Port Adelaide got found out a little bit last week, so I'm watching to see what they do on the backup. But yeah, I'll give them a chance, Carl. I like the style of Melbourne. I want them to play finals footy this year because they do play an exciting brand.
All right, on the road for Dometic, Mobile Living Made Easy. How are you thinking that the two East Coast teams are going to go against our mobs? But given that we don't have too much time on Sports Day in the next couple of days, Geelong against West Coast and Collingwood against Frio. How are you thinking that those teams for Dometic are going to go on the road?
Yeah, I think it'll be closer than people think. Geelong, as we know, were outstanding against the Fremantle Dockers. So were the West Coast Eagles against Collingwood. But just because you do it one week, it doesn't always transfer to the next. So I think that'll be a cracking game. And I think Collingwood, with all the injuries to Fremantle, Nathan Fyfe expected to come back. But I still think they've got too much cattle, still side bottom, to come back into the lineup as well. And talking about Dometic on the road, a couple of teams, the Giants and Sydney, had to make their move today with the COVID cases that are rising in New South Wales, moving to Queensland before they come over here in a week or two's time. So clearly the AFL, Carl, they continue to be really robust, and they said they had to be agile throughout the COVID-19 shutdown. Yeah, they've had to do that. And dealing with so many governments and hotels and the logistics of moving families and players around and teams, you've got to hand it to them. They've done a terrific job.
Yeah, well, not really. Enjoy a drink on the rocks with your next outdoor adventure with the Dometic CFX Ice Maker model. If they had started the season here when it was suggested that they would, and if they had have moved the teams here when they suggested that they would, the AFL, and if they had have based the teams here as they suggested that they would, it wouldn't have any problems.
They so you'd have the teams away for the whole year.
They could have had the... That's what was being talked about right from the start, and they didn't do it. They didn't bite the bullet.
But would that have been fair, though, at that stage, to all the teams?
Do you worry about fairness, or do you worry about broadcast rights and where they're getting their revenue from?
Because
they're not getting any revenue now, are they? Let's face it. I mean, other than here, where are they getting the most revenue from now?
Well, the broadcasters. But at that stage, I think fairness was a big discussion point. And we had so many callers, including yourself, whinging a bit about us having to go over there.
Yeah, because of... The point I was making more, though, was about moving the teams from Western Australia to an environment that was still not safe. I mean, they went into the Queensland hub. Now, right now, mate, there's 200 Victorians and New South Welshmen running around in Queensland that they can't find. So, God help us when they find them. I think they found a couple today, didn't they, which had been through New South Wales for 8 days. And Victoria. And guess what? They had it. So they're spreading it. Anyway, let's not try to be Dr. Carl and Dr. Paul tonight, mate. Let's clear a break. And on the other side of that break, we will come back and we will have a chat to a man that has got a really, really good idea when it comes to, I think it's click, for bid or something like that. Anyway, we'll find out soon here on Sports Day.
Welcome back to Sports Day. Nice to have your company here on the program. Click Frenzy Ultimate Virtual Pie Night. Grant joins us from Click Frenzy. Mate, just tell me exactly what this is all about.
Yeah, so for the uninitiated, Click Frenzy, we run pretty large-scale online shopping events at various times of the year, and this is our first foray into doing a dedicated sports event, and we want to combine it with the great mega sales that we're known for, but do a community sport fundraiser. We look at community sport at the moment. It's on its knees. So many clubs are struggling across Australia, and we're worried that they're not going to survive next year, and it's been quite topical lately. And we looked at, you know, what can we do for clubs, and we decided to offer all clubs in Australia, all sporting clubs from all codes, an opportunity to get a fundraising page on this Click Frenzy event. So we'll promote it, we'll put a lot of energy behind it, and the form it takes is the virtual canteen. So you can buy a virtual pie, a virtual sausage roll, virtual veggie burger, 100 pies if you like and you really want to support your local club. We just think it's going to be a great way to unite sport, bring the community together and get behind it. And, yeah, it's getting a lot of attention, so we're pretty excited about it.
All right. So for all of those that are tuned in for the first time tonight and for those that have been listening to us for a long time, mate, I've actually had a crack at Click Frenzy over the time in more recent times. Just tell us how we can get involved here in Western Australia.
Yeah, so look, for any sporting club in Western Australia and anywhere across Australia, doesn't matter whether it's footy, soccer, softball, archery, jump on board clickfrenzy.com.au. We're set up and ready to go. You get your free canteen page just by filling out a form. It all starts on August 20, so nothing happens until then, but we're starting the call out for clubs to get involved now. And we want to see hundreds, if not thousands, of clubs getting involved. And we're going to push the marketing very hard between now and the event to make sure there's mass awareness. And it's pretty exciting. And so, yeah, we're getting behind the clubs. And we want the clubs to sort of get on board the event, let their local communities know. And we're looking to raise millions of dollars in revenue for clubs that really need it.
Yeah, absolutely, Matt. Great cause. Really looking forward to it. So clickfrenzy.com.au and the Ultimate Virtual Pie Night, boosting community sports clubs. Sign up your club and clickfrenzy.com.au. That's as easy as it is. Right, Grant?
Yeah, that's right. So let's start the ball rolling, to use a sporting term, and yeah, let's make this a big one. It's going to be the ultimate pie night. Runs all weekend, and also you can grab some smashing bargains as well. So it's going to be a big virtual festival for sport. We're excited.
Thanks for joining us tonight, Grant there, and we'll get into our weekend claim, Hayes.
We certainly will, Carl. Our weekend claim for Nova. Show them your crack today. Well, I'm going to keep going on your theme as you went last week with the Western Force. I think they're going to take on the Melbourne Rebels on Friday and get their first win in this year's competition, a grudge match against the Melbourne Rebels. So good luck to the Force. I'm going to back it up with the Perth Glory tomorrow to take down Adelaide United. That's my weekend claim. Novus, the clear choice in auto glass repair. Show them your crack today. Call 13 22 34. And we finish off tonight with our Baron O'Day, green to green, because the little things are everything. On this day, the great Chad Wingard celebrates his birthday, needs to lift, needs more midfield time. Baron O'Day, don't miss out on the little moments, because the little things are everything. We're running out of time, Carl. Got to get to the news then. Chris Ilsley with Perth tonight. Got to go.